Alrighty. Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to a long-awaited another show of Do You Remember That Guy? We got a new theme song going out there. We haven't done a show in a long time. I've been busy with other things, but I had to get back to it because, listen, I love to discuss Do You Remember That Guy? My name is Jimmy Palumbo, and my co-host on this fine show is Coach Rick Antori. What's up, buddy?
How you doing, Jimmy? It's been a long time.
It's been exciting, though. Coach Rick, of course, you're over at – he's a head baseball coach at Clark State University, and we haven't – listen, one of the reasons why we stopped doing this is because it was in the middle of his baseball season, and he had to coach a team.
Yeah, but and we had rain outs, so I got screwed.
You guys fared well. How did you do?
Well, when we last did a show, we were 17-9. We finished the season 30-12.
Wow, there you go.
And we officially, for the first time in Clark State history, won the conference.
Nice.
So we're getting banners and stuff like that.
Manager, I understand they have manager of the year, and who won
that
award?
I did win coach of the year. It was nice. There's one coach of the year. I had a number of players win some awards. We had player of the year. Kenny, the center fielder, pitcher of the year was Jacob Savina.
There you go.
Number of all conference guys, a couple of gold glove winners. It's been great.
It cost me $5,000 to get those awards for you guys. So don't worry about it. That's great. I'm glad you had a great first season. I was happy for you. I was following along, occasional text from you. But it's time for Do You Remember That Guy? What we do on the show is simple. I take a Yankee and Rick takes a Met, and we talk about guys who played after 1975, they could have started before 75, but it's got to be, so we're not talking about Lou Gehrig kind of guys. And there's no Jeters or Piazzas here, and it's just about guys where you're sitting at the bar and someone brings up a name, and someone says, hey, you remember that guy? Or there's something unique about what he did, blah, blah, blah. So you know what? I'm going to go first, all right? This one is interesting. My guy played for the Yankees in 1977.
Oh.
He played 16 seasons.
Okay.
Ending his career in 1986. He was a DH, a righty. He played the outfield and he played first base when he was younger. But in 1977, he only played 8 games, 27 at-bats. He batted .250, hit 4 home runs and 7 RBIs. However, he joined the roster after September 1st and could not be on the playoff roster.
Wow.
He's a lifetime .236 hitter. He has, this is a kicker right here. If you don't get it, you stink. He hit 422 home runs.
Lifetime. Wow.
In those 8 games with the Yankees, he got caught stealing. He finished with 1,200 RBIs, and he played with about 5 different teams, ended up playing, having a long career, and that's it. But now there's a little bit of a trick, because you really know this guy, okay? I'll give you the guys he played for. He played for the Giants, the Mets, the Cubs, the Mets again, and then the A's.
I know it. Okay. And you and I have had battles on this.
Okay. That's why it's a little, we haven't done it in a while. And I always like talking about this guy. And by the way, we're coming here live from the undefeated media studios, and Doug Friedman's also behind
this.
Big Doug.
So we got a new setup. So, and also we're still with Chop Sports Media. Of course, that's where we started. That's what it'll always be. Who's the guy?
Well, it's Dave Kingman.
There you go. Now, listen, I did it on purpose. We haven't done a show in a while, and I wanted to have some fun because I'm a Yankee fan, and I'm watching these guys like Gallo and Rizzo, and I'm like, Dave Kingman would be making – he would be making $90 million.
Oh, he'd be a hero.
And I got so aggravated. I said, I'm doing Dave Kingman. And then in the middle of it, I said, oh, man, me and Rick did a thing. We decided that this is on the previous kind of show we had on a different network. we did like, who's better, Dave Kingman or Reggie Jackson? Of course, I took Reggie and he took Kingman, but we did it tongue in cheek, knowing that Reggie definitely had, you know, a lot of better things, but it was way closer than we thought. And Kingman really had, you know,
Kingman's got some great numbers. I mean,
he's got some great numbers. And, no, and the Mets shouldn't have gotten rid of him at many injunctions. The fact that I remember how to get him, listen, in 77, I was 12 years old. Okay. And when we got Dave Kingman, the Yankees, that was like the Met guy that everybody loved, King Kong Kingman. Yeah. And he was on the Yankees. And then I watched every one of those games in September. I just remember it. And he was hitting bombs all over the place at four. But, you know, he got a bunch of doubles. He only got like six hits, four home runs and two doubles. And he didn't even strike out that much. He had like a great little run. And I just loved him. I'm like, oh, he would have been my favorite player the next year for sure. Him and Reggie. It would have been great to have him and Reggie in the lineup at the same time. It would have been bomb city there. But you know, of course, Kingman started out with the Giants, then he ended up with the Mets. And then, of course, he was traded in that famous Midnight Massacre. He went to the Padres for Bobby Valentine and Paul Seavert. And then Seavert got traded for Zachary and Doug Flynn. But the Mets got Joel Youngblood that day. Met fans, which I'm not a huge Met fan, although I follow it a little bit, that's considered like one of the worst days, the dark days of
Met
history. Then he went on to play with the Cubs and then the Mets again and then the A's. And he always had like his batting averages were low, but he was not, you know, there's such a, everybody's like, oh, Dave Kingman struck out all the time. Yeah, but he had like, he drove in runs and he's much better player. He's one of the few players, in my opinion, over the last 50 years, really, that like he was better than people give him credit for.
Right.
You know, was he great? He's not a Hall of Famer, but he was not a bad ball player.
No, but he played multiple positions, most at the first base in the outfield, could play third. He even pitched in a game, I think, with the Giants.
Pitched in a game.
Right. But the thing about Kingman, which is great, he finished his career in Oakland. And in Oakland, was his last 3 years, he had over 30 home runs a year.
I know.
So I mean, Oakland's a terrible place to hit.
And they didn't re-sign him. He thought they were going to re-sign him. And then now the one thing about Dave Kingman I've kind of read.
He's a terrible clubhouse guy.
Yeah. And I think nowadays he would have been accepted. But back then he was like, you know.
Grouchy. Ornery.
Grouchy. He had an attitude. You know what he's like? He's like your average person on Instagram now. Yeah. And but Dave Kingman definitely wasn't a clubhouse guy. A little bit of a jerk in the clubhouse. But you know what? There's a lot of jerks out there.
There is. But remember, I mean, up until the steroid era, I mean, which we and I have talked about, he was a great. Trivia question is, who's the only player with over 400 home runs not in the Hall of Fame at one point
422
I'm
sure there's a few, but you know, I want to tell you before we get to your guy, we actually have a sponsor now on the show. It's I don't know if you know, you didn't know about this unless you listen to my show, the Jimmy Palumbo Show.
I've been trying to catch
it up. It is cornholelevel.com. this little device right here. Okay, hooks onto your cornhole board. I'm gonna send you a complimentary one.
Yes, please.
And it measures you level it out so it's the proper angle that the sport says you can be at. It goes to and fro, up and down, and all around. It's cornholelevel.com. It's a little device. You hook it on, you level out your board in 2 seconds. They're $19.95. But if you put the code in JP Show, we have to get another code for this show. I'll have that by next week. Or you put in Chop Sports. In the code, you get 20% off. These gadgets are awesome. I know you play cornhole.
Yeah, we do.
You're gonna get a kick out of this, man. It's such a. When I got it, I was like, "What?" It's a great gadget. It's perfect for like if you go to a barbecue and you have these in your pocket, and you know you go to a buddy's house.
Right.
You'll have 20 minutes of material busting balls on this one.
Oh, definitely.
It hooks right into the hole.
I mean, I'm like you. I'm the old guy, but we used to play horseshoes all the time. But you can't get kids. You can't get kids to play horseshoes now, so they all play cornhole.
Well, that's the thing. My buddy Mike Caprio's company, cornholelevel.com. I mock him out. I like to mock out my sponsors because I'm like, in the old days, men played horseshoes where you had to keep the kids away and it was clanging off the metal. Now everybody's like, you want to play cornhole? And they flip this thing, you know. But if you do have a cornhole board, this is it. So I just wanted to get our sponsor out of the way. And of course, we are always sponsored by Absolute Eyewear, 42 Main Street, Woodbridge, New Jersey, 732-326-3937. Full service opticians. And they got everything over there. You get a discount when you mention my show. And they're great people, Craig and Johnny. I'll be seeing them at the Chop Sports. We're having a big barbecue on June 26th. You're going to be in Ohio, so you can't make it.
Actually,
but you'll be there.
Actually, I'll be in Florida.
That's even worse. So you won't be able to go. So that's our two sponsors for our show, which is fun. You're not going to get any money. It all goes to me. And more on that. We'll talk after the show. I know you're, because you're so great about bringing sponsors in the Clark State University. But no, they're a sponsor on Chop Sports, so I just put all their stuff on. All right, now who's your guy?
All right, my guy is a 16-year veteran.
Okay.
Now I did this thinking, you know, I know in the past you've had a tough time getting the guy right. You know,
16 years he played?
16 years he played. So okay.
What years?
He played from 1989 to 2004.
Ooh.
He had a lifetime batting average of .265 with career 253 home runs and 1,110 RBIs. Guy was okay, a producer. So
he'd be making $22 million a year.
Yeah, yeah. No, he did.
What years with the Mets?
He was with the Mets in 2000 and 2001, the World Series year.
Ooh, you always get me on these ones that I should know. I watched that.
You should know this because he's active in baseball currently as a an analysis guy on a network. He's actually on the Mets network.
Oh God,
he took over at first base. Well, hold on. Before I do that, he played in three different postseasons. I thought this was pretty interesting. His postseason.
Hang on a second, Doug. Are you a Met fan?
I play lacrosse.
He's a lacrosse guy.
He's a lacrosse guy. All right.
But I like them both. I can watch Yankees and Mets. It's all good.
I don't know who this guy is.
Hold on. His postseason stats. He played in three different postseasons. 96, 98, 2000.
Did he play in the Red Sox?
He did not.
He played in the Red.
No.
Did he play in the American League?
He did with Texas. He went to the playoffs for Texas in 98.
Okay. I don't
he
know.
He batted .333 against the Yankees. His lifetime batting average in postseason is .292 with a .362 on base percentage and four home runs.
Wow.
So he took over at first base for John Olerud when John Olerud left for free agency and went to the Seattle Mariners.
Why do you do this to me? I know who this is. I know who this is, and I can't think of it. All right, you know what? Just got to tell me.
He's the guy that gives the zeal of approval after Met games, Mr. Todd Zeal.
Oh, yes, Todd Zeal.
You should have got that one. The zeal of approval.
I'm the worst at this.
He came up with St. Louis. And he had a nice little career. He had a nice little career.
Nice career, 16 years in the league.
16 years. He made over $40 million.
How many years with the Mets?
2 years.
You know what? Is he almost – wait a minute now. I'm going to go at you a little bit here. Is he almost too big for this show? He's borderline.
Well, you forgot him.
That's what I was going to say. I didn't want to throw you in the bus. You didn't know.
I know, but I'm not a Met fan. But to me, Todd Zeal might be – I guess Dave Kingman's too good too. But how many years with the Mets? It's
only
one year.
Two. He actually had three. He came back in 2004. And retired after that. He batted .233. He was one of those years he should have stayed out. Yeah.
Many players end up at the Mets in the last year.
Yeah. But in 2001, he batted .267. He had 32 home runs.
Lifetime batting average. His lifetime batting average is only .265. I thought it would have been higher than that.
Yeah, .265 with a .346 on base percentage. What I was impressed about is he had over 1,000 RBIs. That's a good career.
Oh yeah, solid 16 years in the bigs. You know, played a couple of playoffs, World Series, and now he's working. I guess he's based in New York. He's working for the Mets.
Yeah, SNY Network. And
there you go.
I just look at his runs scored. He also scored 986 times. So in his career, he basically produced 2,000 runs almost. That's impressive. Wow. That's an impressive career.
That's a solid career, no doubt about it. He'd be making $23 million a year if he played today.
Probably.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to add on my Dave Kingman, which if in 1980, if I would have come up to you and said, hey, Dave Kingman's going to be living in Oregon, and he's going to be running a tennis club in 2022. just imagine. Like,
no.
I can't imagine the Dave Kingman. Although I get the feeling he'd be hitting rocket serves when he served. But he's an old man now. But I forgot to mention where he's at now. Todd Zeal, big-time career, played with the Mets in the World Series. Always did well against the Yanks in the playoffs. And now he's working for SNY, doing the Zeal of Approval, which is a little creepy, but I'll give it to you. And so that's it. You know what? We had two guys that don't suck.
They don't. They didn't. But I think the show coming back after the little hiatus that we had,
we had to amp it up a little bit.
We had to amp it up. I mean, I know
we've
you're
had
saying,
many
I mean,
players who were lousy on the show.
I mean, Zeal was a very good ball player, but he only played 2 years with the Mets, so I kind of fit him into that category. Do you remember him? Yeah.
Yep.
Which obviously you didn't.
Listen, my guy only played 8 games with the Yankees.
So. Yes, true. That's a tough one. I only knew it because once you said the Giants and the Mets.
The reason why I set it up for you that way was because I knew you knew who the guy was. But I was like, how can I say everything about this guy that doesn't read Kingman? But when I said 422 home runs, I was like, oh, that might give it away.
Right.
But everybody forgets he played for the Yankees.
Everyone forgets that. And to be like, you brought it up before. And, we had a show earlier, maybe about a year ago, it was two ago, where we actually, the argument with the play argument was, if you're thinking Hall of Famers, Kingman stacks up with Reggie Jackson. And we did strikeouts, we did home runs,
did strikeouts, at bats. And listen,
at the end of the career, Kingman actually has a better end of his career than Jackson does. But Jackson gets old, Mr. October. I'm not taking that away from him.
No, listen, the argument is, can you imagine today, in today's game, if you hit 30 home runs for 3 years in a row and he didn't get signed. And then this guy Kingman was such an odd duck. He walked away. I mean, you're talking about there would be at least now, no matter how old, if you were 50 and you hit 30 home runs 3 years in a row, there'd be a minimum $10 million on the table. Minimum.
Right. And if you can't, I don't know if you have it in front of you. How many 30 home run years did he have? He had to have about 8 or 9.
Right. And three of them were at the end and he didn't get signed.
Right.
Really is a testament what a jerk he must have been. I know he always got paid well. He had some decent contracts in there for his time. So he probably just said, you know what, I'm going to retire. I got a family now and I'm out.
Right.
But I can't believe the Yankees didn't go after him. That's crazy to me. I gotta look. You know what? I'm gonna do more research on that. You can't just retire with hitting 90 home runs in 3 years. No way.
It was in Oakland. It was in Oakland.
Right, which is hard to hit a home run. Nobody hits 30 home runs.
That's a terrible place to hit.
You know what? Here's a trivia question. I don't know the answer. How many Oakland A's players have hit over 30 home runs? Not many.
No, Jackson, McGuire. I mean, the obvious is Jackson, McGuire, probably Chili Davis, I'm guessing. Canseco. Okay. Who's the first baseman?
Since Kingman played? Since Kingman played?
Probably Matt Olson. I'm going to go Matt Olson and McGuire and Canseco. I can't think of too many more.
That's it. It's a hard place to hit home runs here.
Maybe Chapman? Anyway. Maybe Matt Chapman?
Maybe. Yeah. All right. Well, that is our show here. Do you remember that guy? Dave Kingman and Todd Zeal. Rick, good to see you as always.
Yes.
And
so next week, I'll be talking to you from Sarasota, Florida, where I'm managing in the Florida Gulf Coast League, the Sarasota Tigers.
All right. We'll try to put together the show. We'll stick to the time.
We'll do it
easier. You got it, brother. Have a good week. Do you remember that guy? I'll see you guys. Be good, everybody.